You mentioned earlier that you guys have this kind of this different sound, this more folk-based sound, and I mean, I love your ballads and things like that. I mean, I grew up on bands like you guys, Mr. Big and Extreme, and all that stuff. And when I heard "I Want to Stay Home," I felt like there was some of that there. There was some of that older, like ballady, but kind of there's a lot of rock in there. How did that song come together?
Well, Gunnar is really a fan of 70s schmaltz ballads, you know, what he calls soft rock, 70s golden rock kind of stuff. He loves that stuff. I mean, he's like an encyclopedia of knowledge for 70, like Seals and Crofts and things like that. So,
Nice.
you know, I think that's probably where it came from. It's funny you mentioned, you know, we play shows with Eric Martin from Mr. Big with our side project Scrap Metal, and Paul Geary from Extreme is a really good friend of ours, and he's in the management world now. But, you know, everybody thinks that Nelson did more than words, which I think is hysterical. You know, we actually were thinking about covering it just to kind of get it out of the way. You
Oh,
know?
That'd be great.
But, yeah, it would be fun. But that's really where it came from. And, you know, a lot of bands, I remember when our debut album came out, you know, a lot of bands kind of had to have the obligatory ballad. I know Eric wrote To Be With You in high school for mm-hmm. his girlfriend, you know, and that was one thing he had kind of in his back pocket. And I think the nice thing about ballads just in general is it gives you a chance to stretch out vocally a little bit. And, I guess what you can say is clearly, for the most part, Nelson's really always been about melody.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice from, you know, once in a while release a song like Rockstar that has kind of a riff, you know, it's like, cool. You know, we also like riff rock too, but, you know, when it gets to the chorus, you go, oh, it's a Nelson song, you know? I want to live like I'm a rock star, and it's all melody.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a matter of balance, isn't it? I think that's what works with Gunnar and I. We're twins, but we're really different men. We're different people.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of almost like we aspire to be Lennon and McCartney. You know, they always had, their differences both creatively and personally. But I think when you put people together that are like that, even twins, it makes for better music.